Oh, it's been a big week for state politics. We have heard pretty well nothing outside of Aldi bags full of cash, but there has been a lot of other things happening. Here to tell us all about it, Anthony Brewster is in. Morning, Anthony.
Good morning, Tess. Let's talk politics.
Let's do it. So we've heard a lot about the Labor Party this week. How's the Liberal Party doing? Well, LNP.
The LNP, yeah. Look, the coalition, we talked about it a little bit a few weeks ago when we talked about the National Park Estate. We talked about the Environment Minister, Matt Keane, wanting to increase the size of the estate, yet the Nationals were talking about de-gazetting some national parks and reintroducing logging. Now, those tensions have been going on all year. The National Party's been even talking about nuclear power. They've been talking about logging national parks. They've been talking about a lot of things that have been seemingly in contradiction to what the Liberal Party wants to do. And those tensions internally are really quite significant at the moment. What's happening at the moment is that we're trying to work out why this is happening, whether or not there is actually a political motivation behind all this or underneath it all. Inside the Liberal Party, they believe that one of the things that's happening is that the New South Wales Nationals leader, John Barilaro, actually has federal ambitions.
Oh, good.
So they believe that there is a rumour around, and it's actually in The Australian this morning as well, a report in The Australian as well, that John Barilaro actually wants to get into the federal ranks of the National Party and also become the leader. So a lot of the talk around town, a lot of the headlines and everything else that's been going on, these things that have been happening where they've been contradicting each other and purposely doing it in the public space, the Liberal Party believes that it's John Barilaro trying to increase his name ID and trying to get into the Federal National Party. Now, the report in The Australian kind of confirms that sort of push at the moment. Barilaro was actually asked yesterday whether or not he actually has federal ambitions, and he said that he wasn't going to rule anything in or rule anything out, that classic political answer. He was also asked because they think that he actually might want to run in the federal seat of Eden Monaro, because Mike Kelly, the Labor person there, there's rumours about him wanting to quit politics altogether. Mike Kelly said that that's actually complete rubbish, but we don't know yet. But if he did, that would trigger a by-election and would enable Barilaro to actually run in a by-election, actually try and get into the National Party that way. But the tensions within the party from the Liberal and National perspective are really significant, and it's not something I don't think that's going to go away. There's reports this week, over the last week, about water in particular. Remember the fish kills before the election, that sort of thing. I mean, it's a really hot issue. I mean, apart from the fact we're in the middle of one of the biggest droughts in New South Wales history, the management of water in the Murray-Darling is a significant issue as well. And inside the Liberal Party, because the National Party normally controls water, normally has the Ministry for Water, inside the Liberal Party, they're actually blaming the National Party for that, for the mismanagement of it. So when you speak to the politicians, you get the Liberal Party and the Liberal politicians talking about how the river has been mismanaged. But when you speak to people like Melinda Pavey and the Water Minister, they talk about the reports being inaccurate and that sort of thing. So this is going to continue for some time, I suspect, because not only do we have environmental concerns, but we also have coming up some significant energy policies that need to be addressed as well. And again, that's going to be framed by the National Party as a city versus bush thing. So you know, it's going to be the classic old battle around coal and around jobs in the bush and that sort of thing. So it's something we're going to see a lot more of in the future.
Can't wait to hear the phrase inner city latte sipping lefties a lot more then.
That's exactly what will happen. It's happened already. So yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. Sounds like there's a lot of different fault lines happening. I mean, like you said, we've got water. We were talking about the abortion bill a couple of weeks ago.
Yep.
John Barilaro leadership. Sounds like there's a couple of really significant fault lines happening.
Yeah, and if it does come to pass that John Barilaro does actually want to run federally, and, you know, the planets align and Mike Kelly resigns and he actually gets that opportunity in Eden Monaro, it's significant as well because Gladys Berejiklian only has a majority of two. So if he actually runs, then there's a chance that she actually may lose one of those seats and drop it down to a majority of one. So it's a really interesting thing to keep your eye on for the next week or so.
So we've also had estimates this week. Tell us about legal aid.
Yeah, so estimates, budget estimates, that's when journalists have a lot of fun, I guess, because the politicians and the portfolio people, the ministers, actually get grilled by the other side of politics. And this week we've had Justice, the Attorney General, come in, and one of the big issues that they've been talking about is legal aid. Legal aid in New South Wales is claiming it's at crisis at the moment, crisis points. There have been reports in the Herald and other places as well about court cases that have actually been delayed because they actually can't get barristers and private solicitors to take on cases in legal aid because they're not being paid enough. And there's been a number of those that have actually been delayed. And even, you know, senior judges of the Supreme Court in New South Wales are saying that this is actually a real problem and it is a crisis point now. One of the things that's come out of budget estimates is that legal aid's actually calling for a massive increase in funding. It's calling for an immediate increase in funding for this budget, $59 million, in fact. And over the next 4 years, it's something like $230 or $250 million extra they want as well. Now, the Attorney General is saying that they can't guarantee that and that actually may have to wait to the next budget cycle. But what they're all saying is that, especially the opposition, are saying that this is too important and it can't wait. So there's a real big push to increase the legal aid budget.
Do you think that we will see an increase to that budget?
You would have to think so because some of the stats and some of the numbers actually coming out of estimates are saying that New South Wales is actually the worst performing state in the country in reference to this. So it's something like a third or 20% or 30% of all legal aid cases actually get farmed out to private solicitors and barristers. Legal aid itself obviously has its own solicitors and barristers, but they actually farm off a lot of that work as well. So when you consider that the numbers coming out of estimates are saying that, you know, the barristers and the solicitors are getting paid anywhere between, you know, 20, 30, 40, even 50% less than some other states, and we're actually seeing cases being delayed, you would think that something will happen pretty soon. But there's a battle on whether or not they can actually fit it into the next budget cycle or not, and obviously Legal Aid New South Wales is pushing for that to happen.
Well, just before I let you go, can you give us just a quick update on what is happening with ICAC?
ICAC, okay.
Maybe quick isn't the word to use in that sentence.
ICAC, it's been another fascinating week. The big name that's come out in the last week is Ernest Wong, the former upper house politician. Basically what ICAC's been doing this week is actually drilling down into that now famous Aldi shopping bag, the $100,000 and the various other donations. It's been interesting for the first time this week, or over the last few days, we've actually heard for the first time the classic responses that have come from witnesses such as Ernest Wong saying, "I do not recall." That's not unusual to be investigation, have these sort of things in investigations. So he's actually, they're actually questioning his veracity as a witness even, because some of the information they've got are saying that he definitely did organise the $100,000 and he definitely did sell that to Chinese property developers as well. But in the witness box, he's saying, "I don't recall." And some of the answers he's giving are actually in contradiction to the evidence they've actually got. So it's got another 4 or 5 weeks to go. I'm sure there'll be plenty more headlines to come.
Thanks so much, Anthony. Anthony Brewster with taking a look at state politics for another week. Big week down at Macquarie Street.